Now, back to the Barnabas Health High School football show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Welcome back. Talking everything Shore Conference football for 8:30 tonight right here on The Hawk. Silent J, one of the great radio names of all time. Silent J back at our studios doing his great job. And, of course, Tom Trebley here on site with us making sure everything goes good. We are Kevin Williams and Ed Sarlucan. Matt Harmon on assignment tonight, joined by Scott Stump and Steve Falk. And we're going to start with Class A North, which last year was won by Manalapan, as we all agree, one of the big surprises of last year with a 10-2 overall record, 5-0 in the division. Here's the makeup of the schools in Class A North: Colts Neck, Freehold Township, Howell, Manalapan, Marlboro, Middletown North, and Middletown South. Manalapan, are they the team to beat?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, last year, like you said, I think they surprised some people. They lost that big senior class and a 2,000-yard rusher, and Josh Ferkser came back and got it done again. And, I mean, they've never won three division titles in a row, but they've built this program up to the point where it's among the elite in the Shore Conference every year now. The numbers are booming. You have Anthony Ferkser, first-team All-Shore receiver back, Saeed Blacknall, junior receiver, has a couple Division I offers. You got their quarterback back. You know, they always have a good offensive line. They always run the ball. A little different running game this year with Tyler Leonetti, who's more of a speed back than the power guys they've had the last 2 years. I think talking to Coach Eddie Guerrero, he thinks their defense is going to be better. I'd watch out for Chris Nesguez, the junior linebacker. He should be one of the best, Shore's best. And Johnny Apici, as we all know, it's also from wrestling as a star there. He will be one of the top linemen, I would think, in the Shore, especially on defense. But yeah, this season's a little different for them, that I think they enter with the target squarely on their back, whereas last year people didn't really know whether they could do it. I think people were still maybe picking Middletown South. I think this year, unequivocally, people think this is Manalapan's division to lose.
Steve, if Manalapan is the team to beat, who's the team that could beat them?
Middletown South. And they're kind of like an unknown right now. Nobody's really sure what they have. New quarterback Kyle Bray, a junior, takes over for his brother Howie, who's now a pitcher at Rutgers University. Got a transfer from St. John Vianney and Eli Smith, who could be a real game changer, and that defenses will have to account for where he's going to line up half the time. Got some kids back on the line, got a good number of kids back defensively. And Middletown South is in a position now where they're kind of the underdog, a position they've never really been in recent years. They could be waiting in the weeds for Manalapan in week four.
Yeah, week four, it's kind of an early big season game for that conference right there, Middletown South and Manalapan. But, you know, it's going to be interesting as the weather starts to turn, because Manalapan, I think, will be a throwing football team with Blacknell
and Isabella.
And Isabella, you know, the quarterback, and
Ferkser.
Of course, Ferkser. So it'll be interesting to see if they could continue to throw it. You know, the weather has held on, you know, in past years, and, you know, you've been able to throw the ball pretty much the whole season. It's going to be interesting to see if they could get a running game, because obviously that helped Isabella and those receivers immensely.
But I mean,
last
we're talking
year.
About a program that's had a 1,000-yard rusher for like nine straight years.
And 2,000-yard rushers.
Yeah, and 2,000-yard rushers no team's ever done. I think they're going to run the ball. That's still going to be their bread and butter. They're going to throw the ball more to take advantage of their weapons, but I think it still all starts with their
and
run.
And if anybody
game.
Has seen Johnny Apici, their best lineman, he's strong and he's athletic. I think they'll be just fine up front. Middletown South is actually going to be give more spread looks this year rather than just a pure flex bone. And they started out doing this last year, and by the middle of the season, they went back to the I formation. So I'm curious to see how long they're going to stick with this, with the spread look.
I'm just curious to see if there's another team that can break up that Middletown South Manalapan showdown. You know, is there? I know Freehold Township has this huge senior class. You know, they've built up to this year, but again, this is a team that's going to the state playoffs once in its history. I think the jury's still well out on them.
What about Colts Neck?
Yeah, I think the thing that they have some quality individuals. Tim Vangelis has been one of the top wide receivers in the Shore. Anthony Gargiulo, their junior linebacker, fullback, is going to be excellent. But they lost nine starters on defense, a good amount on offense. So it's going to come down to how quickly can these new guys mesh with the returning talent.
Howell, a question mark because of new coach Corey Davis gone to Lacey Township to be the offensive coordinator, where his son will be a sophomore quarterback on that team. But new
Derek
coach
Reichenbacher.
Reichenbacher and quarterback problems already, Scott.
Well, John Quinlan took a shot to the left knee in their last preseason scrimmage, and Coach Reichenbacher told me, you know, they're evaluating him day-to-day, but he's questionable to play against Toms River North on Saturday, and who really knows? So, like, if you end up missing him, he's 6'5", sort of the next robo quarterback in that offense that has obliterated every record in sight. So if they don't have him for a couple games, that could kind of change the outlook on their season a little bit.
You know, three new coaches only this year.
Yeah, small turnover.
The situation this year is that they're all taking over story programs.
Yeah, we'll get to the other two when we get to Class B North. So the consensus here, it's Manalapan 1, Middletown South 2, and everyone else kind of playing for 3.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
I would say the dark horse team is maybe Middletown North. You know, Cody Thompson back as their quarterback. If their offense is a little improved, they could at least make a run, hopefully, at the third spot.
Yeah, we've waited for Middletown North, for Joe Trezza to have that season there.
You know, they had a couple playoff
seasons
back-to-back, but they've kind of been, you know, 5-5, 4-6 type team the last few years.
All right, so we're going to go from Class A North to Class B South, which last year was won by Barnegat with a 4-1 division record, 7-4 overall, finishing a game up on Brick Central and Lacey. The makeup this year in Class B South has Barnegat, Central, Jackson Liberty, Lakewood, Manchester, Monsignor Donovan, Pinelands, and probably the biggest addition to the division is Point Borough, a team that's had a lot of football success over the year, now in Class B South. So, Steve, I'll start with you. Is there a clear-cut favorite here, or is this a wild one like it was a year ago?
I think there's a clear-cut favorite. I think after that it's a wild one, but Barnegat, I think, is the clear-cut favorite. Interesting quarterback situation. Sinjin Erskine, a transfer from Holy Spirit, very highly regarded, but has to sit out the first 30 days, which is 4 games. So they might put Pat Moran, who's a standout wide receiver and probably their best all-around football player at quarterback. Now, he can't throw the ball to himself for 4 games. Sinjin Erskine will be able to throw the ball to him once he becomes eligible. And they got a really huge offensive line. They got another transfer up front from Holy Spirit. I think Rob Davis has finally got this program really rolling towards the upper echelon of the Shore Conference.
You know, I find it interesting that when you talk to Robbie Davis preseason, he comes right out and says, our quarterback is Erskine.
You know?
Even though he's not there, he's there,
but he can't play for 4 games. I mean, it's got to make Moran feel
well. Yeah, well, Moran knows
his role.
He's filling in and doing what the team needs him to do.
I mean, I went to the 7-on-7 competition this summer leading up to the All-Shore game, and it was Sinjin Erskine every play. So.
You know, it makes practices
And our offense
tough.
Will be different. You know, Moran will probably run more of the option because he's just an all-around athlete more than a regular drop-back type passer, whereas Erskine has a much stronger arm, and now Moran will be out there to catch passes. But Erskine's also a pretty good athlete, too. He'll be able to run a little option as well. But I think what Steve said that was key was their offensive line is gigantic, you know, and now they're going to add Sam Madden, the transfer
from Holy Spirit
over 300 pounds. And, I mean, Barnegat used to be known as a finesse team, but I thought they just showed people last year they can just line up and bulldoze you. I mean, I remember seeing them. They played Lacey, which is always known as a physical team, and they jammed up Lacey's run game and ran it down their throat. So I thought that was kind of a big turning point for that program.
And I think Barnegat will be just as physical defensively as they will be offensively because some of those kids are going to flip over to the D-line.
Right.
Well, two things. I think practices will be very interesting for their staff to get Erskine – snaps in practice. You know, you only have so much time.
But
on
you still
the
have to get
field.
Moran prepared.
Exactly. Moran is your number one. And the other thing is, in that division, Lacey and Brick out of the division.
Yes.
That's a big no play with Lacey.
All right, so you all seem to like Barnegat and think they'll be the team to beat. And, you know, they got to get through the first 4 games, and then they really should be a much better team in week 5, which, by the way, we'll have them on the radio for that week. But let's look at some of the other teams here. There's a couple of great athletes. Two of the top recruits in the Shore are in this division, in Beverett from Lakewood, of course, and Bradley Henson, the center from Monsignor Donovan, who's already verbaled to the University of Virginia. So those teams have great athletes. Who's the other team, or who are the teams now after Barnegat, Scott?
I think Point Borough always has to be there. They're a perennial playoff team and usually, you know, a division title contender. They did lose John Dunbar, an excellent quarterback, 3-year starter. But Chris Oliphant, who's moving in there, is a great athlete. who's, you know, already started on the other side of the ball for them last year. They do bring back Kyle McGarry, one of the more underrated wide receivers in the Shore Conference. You know, they're a well-coached team, and they're hard-nosed. And remember, they played Barnegat in that state playoff game last year. Wild game.
Great game.
35-31.
We did it. We did it on the air.
So that could be kind of a burgeoning rivalry now that they're in the same division. I would see them. I mean, Lakewood has the star power, and Beverett, you know, can single-handedly beat teams because he's that good. But it's a weird team because last year they couldn't stop the run game at all. I mean, I was at a game where Justin Billups on Jackson Liberty set every school record on the planet. And this year I think their defense is a little better, and they do have more weapons offensively in the two Cook brothers who transferred from Manchester, Chappelle and Anthony. But their offensive line is now a question mark. So with Lakewood, it's more can they put together – can they just – give Beverett enough time to make plays. And then, as you mentioned, Monsignor Donovan has a senior-laden team, you know, with Henson leading that line. They run the triple option, so they're always kind of tricky for teams to stop. But, you know, they made the state playoffs last year, so I think Coach Duddy is really intent on building something solid there rather than just being sort of a one-season team.
By the way, Henson will move from his normal center position to right guard. Ryan Azzolini, you know, friend of ours, his son will now be the center and also play on the defensive line. And Vinny Grasso, right? Good chance to win the quarterback spot and run that.
Yeah,
option taken over for D'Antone last year.
They're the sneaky team in this division, I think.
I think the other team to keep an eye on is Central. I know everybody says they graduated Khalif Hardy. He's a 2,000-yard rusher. They'll fall back in the pack. You know, they made the playoffs for the first time in 10 years last year. But they have Marcus Drumright, who's a pretty good athlete at quarterback as a junior. They're going to put the ball in the shotgun and throw the ball a lot more. It'll be a totally different offense than what we really saw.
Lefty, right?
Yeah, and a kid to watch is Javon Hardy,
who was their quarterback
last year.
That's the lefty.
He's moved to wide receiver, and I think he's going to be a threat there, and they have some other guys there. So I wouldn't just completely write them out of the picture yet either.
So again, you all like Barnegat, though?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and if you were picking a second team, go out on a limb now.
I picked Mondon because they're a senior-laden team, and they got some veterans up front. I think they're the sneaky team in this division.
I take Point Borough.
Okay.
I'll take Manchester. We didn't talk about them.
Well, Manchester lost some really good players last year. They also had a couple kids transfer.
Yeah, Manchester has supplied half the other rosters in the Ocean County.
Boy, Gerard O'Donnell had knee replacement surgery this year. It wasn't the only thing he had to replace. He has to replace a lot of players.
Jalen Hunter is now a starting cornerback for Toms River North, and the two Cook brothers are at Lakewood. Plus, you graduate Joe Johnson in a big senior class.
Interesting opener for Central, Toms River South.
Yeah.
You know, couple kids, not sure where they were going to school. Mm-hmm. A little controversy involved there.
Yes.
That's going to be an interesting opener for both teams.
And that's always been a rivalry anyway over the years.
Otis Kearney Bowl.
Yeah. And, of course, Pinelands, had just a brutal year last year. But they were very, very young. And I know Sean DeRosa just feels like it has to be better.
They can only be better with
everybody. They can only be better,
And I think the wild card team that I don't really know really how to place.
Jackson Liberty.
Yeah, they're new to the division. They did lose, you know, Billups, who was a star
running
back.
They had some good players last year.
Right. You know, Remy Martin was one of the top defensive linemen in the Shore.
Could be karma for Timmy Osborne, who had a very serious accident and survived it miraculously. You know, could be in the cards for him to have a big year.
I got a feeling this division is going to be wide open, that it's going to almost be like last year. Like, you know, I realize Barnegat may be the team to beat, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's almost like last year. Teams like with the same record tied for second place.
Well, plus if
like
somebody
that.
Clips Barnegat in this four-game stretch to start the
that's
season.
That's right. That's when you got to get him.
Right.
That's when you'd have to get him. All right, let's segue from Class B South to Class A Central. And last year, this was the Rumson division. Great year for the Bulldogs until that state final. They 5-0 in the division, 10-2 overall. Maybe the surprise team, one of the surprise teams, certainly Red Bank. Nick Giglio had a solid year last year, really turned things around. 5-5 overall, but in second place of the division, 4-1. And then it was Mattawan, Raritan, St. John Vianney, and Holmdel. The makeup in the division this year, it's the big change here, of course, is Manasquan is in. It's Holmdel, Manasquan, Monmouth Regional, Raritan, Red Bank Catholic, Rumson, and St. John Vianney. And boy, Scott, there's some powerhouses here.
Well, I mean, the 800-pound gorilla, Red Bank Catholic, who's, you know, the preseason number one pretty much across the board, they move into that division after winning B North. They've won division title 4 of the last 5 years, and they've beaten Rumson 9 straight times. So when you do that, you're the immediate favorite the minute you show up in the division. Although they are dealing with some adversity. I mean, their senior quarterback, Mike Corcione, tore an ACL out for the year.
Yep.
But, you know, Pat Toomey, the junior, is a capable backup, and they actually do have a stud freshman named Eddie Hahn, who's kind of waiting in the wings as their next star as well. So even though that really hurts you, and I always feel so bad for seniors that get an ACL, you know, a season-ending injury in the preseason. That's
we're going to get
Miller,
to one of them
Anthony
later.
Anthony Miller, Brick Memorial.
Exactly. Guys like
season.
That, Kevin Burrow on Southern, the wide receiver. You just feel so bad when you work towards that senior year. But even with that being said, RBC is still the prohibitive favorite in that division.
And Jim Portella's really done a very, very good job there. And maybe they get a little break when it comes state playoff time this year, huh?
Yeah.
No.
St. Joe Montvale's only 3 in the state behind Beast, Bergen Catholic, and Don Bosco.
Let me tell everybody, when Kevin said that, he started laughing immediately. So he said
there's
it
tongue no break for RBC. It just
but you know
not.
What? They don't want one. I think the one thing talking to them is they relish that challenge. You know, they want to prove that I think their aspirations have moved beyond
absolutely
we rule the Shore Conference to we want to be able to crack the top 5 in the state.
You know, I find it interesting. Rumson, can they reload with only, I think, the 18 seniors on the team? You know, not a whole lot of seniors, although they do have one of the top quarterbacks, Danny Roberto, back.
I think they can reload on the run here. Danny Roberto, I think, is one of the best quarterbacks on the Shore. 2-year starter, grew up around the Rumson program. As Shane said, he's seen more Rumson games than anybody. And they've got linebacker Travis Clark, who's one of the best linebackers on the Shore. And they got Connor Walsh at running back. Connor Ryan's Middletown South.
Yeah, exactly.
Connor Walsh, running back, who I think is going to be an explosive-type running back, and Clark will see some time in the backfield. The issues there are they lost their entire defensive line.
Mm.
It's tough to replace the Jack Eisenstats and the Jay Claps of the world. But I think they'll be fine. I mean, I think Shane Fallon's got that program to the point now where it is an upper echelon program.
Yeah, and I mean, their numbers are booming. They have 50
80 kids.
They have 50 freshmen
wow.
and 80 kids on the varsity at a Group 2 program.
That's almost
incredible.
Unheard of, yeah.
It is unheard
of. Yeah, in a school, in an area where are they coming from?
Rumson and Fairhaven.
Fairhaven.
But my point is, there's no building. Is there building going on there? I don't know.
No, I think it's when you create a winning
absolutely.
Culture, you're going to
the
state finals
the
every
woodwork.
Year. Everybody yep. wants to play.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've always
look
said
at Neptune.
That,
yeah. They went from 70 kids to 91 after winning a state title.
You're right.
Yeah. So Manasquan is the interesting thing here. Jay Price, former Manasquan player, second year as head coach, and of course, you know, obviously, you know, one of the most successful programs year in and year out in the state of New Jersey. But they lost a lot of guys last year, including their outstanding quarterback,
Tyler
Sato. Is this a reload or a rebuild?
I know the rebuild word is just not used at Manasquan,
I know.
But I think the whispers among coaches, you know, this may be the year they take a step back, and I think part of that is because look at their schedule. Besides that A Central, they also have Long Branch in the opener, who's, even though they don't Dwight Clark, are still a very good team, and also you have Middletown South out of the division. So I mean, there's a chance that they might have to work really hard to be, you know, 500 by the state playoff cutoff, depending on how things go. And replacing the offense that Sato produced at quarterback, I mean, Tucker Cacovalli, the new quarterback, he saw a little time in the Thanksgiving game when Sato got hurt.
Right,
but,
first half.
You know, there's going to be – I think they'll be able to hopefully run the ball a little better this year. I thought they got away from that. They couldn't move the ball without throwing it last year, but Joe Fitton and Joe Murphy coming back should at least help them in that area.
Steve, St. John Vianney was one of the more entertaining teams on the Shore last year. Andy Carlstrom and they should be a little better this year, right?
They will be a thorn in the side.
Absolutely.
Because they will spread you out and throw the ball, and Ishmael Hyman can run through the wind. And if they throw their quarterback, Billy D'Amato, transferred from Bishop Barr, who started 16 games up there, he would throw it up, and Ishmael Hyman would run under the ball. The problem with Vianney is, can they stop anybody?
Yeah,
This is a team that lost to Toms River South 48-47.
Still can't believe
and
that.
Beat, and beat the depleted Matawan team on Thanksgiving 35-8.
So. Yes. Wild.
You don't want to be a gambler in the Shore Conference, that's for sure.
And Vianney has a stretch where they have Red Bank, Rumson, Red Bank Catholic, and Manasquan all in a row.
Well, that's almost unfair.
And it's how quick can they mesh. That's a team that I feel like needs to wear name tags because Clay Kemp transferred from St. Peter's Prep, sophomore defensive tackle from Keyport. He should be a big addition. Teixeira, the sophomore linebacker, linebacker from Manalapan. Yeah. They got people coming and going. You know, Eli Smith left.
Hello,
you know?
My name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even more reason why you better get the tabs of the press and the offshore media because
you can't even keep up who's where.
You gotta have a roster for everybody.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll move over to Class B North. We are broadcasting live from Baker's Water Street Grill and Tom's River. It's Kevin and Ed, joined tonight by Scott Stupp and Steve Falk, our Shore Conference football preview right here. And join us right after this. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.